Hello there, I'm Simon. I'd like to give you a behind-the-scenes tour of the album I created in February 2015 under the band name of Cake Folder. It was Record Production Month, which is an annual event, and the details of the challenge are that your band needs to create a whole album, and by album they mean at least 10 songs or 35 minutes of playing time from scratch in the 28 days of February. And this was my first attempt at this challenge. The finished album that I created is called Exceptions, and it is available to hear and purchase at cakefolder.bandcamp.com. So this is going to be part 6 of an 8-part series where I cover one song in each episode. So track 6 was a track called Welcome, Please Wait, Thank You. And it sounds a bit like this. So there we are. Does that sound familiar? Welcome, please wait, thank you.
Welcome, please wait, thank you. Welcome, please wait, thank you. Please press hash, then zero.
So this is the 8th song that I created in the month of February, even though it appears as track 6 on the album. And let me talk about the musical inspiration for this track. So in order to do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the currently playing track. I'll fade it out nicely. It's nicer if I fade it out, isn't it? Okay. Right. Let's play you some of the bits that inspired the song. So there were a variety of sonic inspirations for this song. The first inspiration was the experience of going on to a conference call where you have to type in an identification code to join the call. And there was one particular call where I quite enjoyed the tune that it played when I was pressing the numbers. So I looked up the DTMF tones to find out the actual frequencies used by those tones, and then mapped those out to the nearest notes on the musical scale. So that's where the melody came from. The second inspiration was a particular gripe mentioned by someone called Paul Hopkins, who people may know, and it's the annoying sound of mobile phone interference. Let me just play you the recording I've got of that. That annoying sound, you know, the one. I found that an interesting sound to pick up and actually try and make something from, create something from. Now the third inspiration sonically was the MP3 artifacting that you tend to get, and it can sound like tinkly little bells and things like that. So if you've got a really low quality MP3 file and there's sort of noise, there's quiet passages in the music with bits of noise in there, you can kind of get this funny little tinkling sound in the background that seems to come from MP3 artifacting. So let me just play you that. This is probably going to be quite loud, so I'll turn it down a bit first. That. This weird tinkling kind of noise. It's just something that happens from MP3s, really. So I think I got some kind of white noise or something and did something to get that, to capture that sound. Now the fourth inspiration sonic inspiration for the song was the sound palette available on the vocal sample. Now this was the first song that I made using this device, and I'd received it the day before for my birthday. This was the first outing for the vocal sample, my first little experimentation with the sounds that are on the vocal sample. So those are the musical inspirations that fed into this song. lyrical inspiration. The obvious thing to do for me was to capture the tune of the, you know, the DTMF tones. The obvious way to go around that was to actually record the process of me joining the conference call. So that's what I did, and in doing that, naturally, I captured the announcements, all the things that it prompts you and things like that, all got captured in that recording. So hence the phrases "welcome," "please wait," and "thank you," and "please press hash then zero." Those phrases all got captured, and they became the lyrics for the song. Song title? Well, the song title was clearly, you know, derived from the scant lyrics. So, production. The song starts off with a looping musical phrase that I programmed into my Volca sample using the factory default sounds. So let me just... stop that there. So you can hear some Volca sample sounds being used there, standard sounds that come loaded up on the device when you purchase it. And I've just looped some musical phrases basically with that, and recorded the various bits of that onto the computer, and then I used GarageBand software on the computer to arrange those pieces and overlay the recording of the mobile phone interference, which you heard introducing there. Now, with GarageBand, I was able to chop up the rhythmic mobile phone interference sound and make it match the tempo of the Volca sample. So if we go back to listening to the track, it's a normal tempo. And now, at this point, the tempo is matching the beat, which is not what you'd expect to happen. But it's kind of a little subtle effect, really. And then I mixed in other bits of audio that I captured, so the announcements, for example, and then more interestingly, I took that sustained mobile phone interference noise, and I used a plugin called AU Sample in GarageBand to manipulate the pitch of that sample over a normal musical keyboard, so that I could follow the same sort of little tune that the DTMF tones were making. So let me just quickly demonstrate that for you here. So the sample sounds, I think, comes in it like this. No, not that one. There. So that's the sound. Just playing that again. So that's the sample sound. And then I can pray. I can change the pitch using a musical keyboard or MIDI notes using the software. See? So that was how I then took that noise and used it to try and infer that little melody, which you'll hear develop in the song, and then it reflects the DTMF tones that kick in later. If I can find the song again. So you can hear I've made it match the tune, just with the noise. And then it becomes a duet with the actual DTMF tones that I've captured. So, just experimenting with the sounds there and coming up with something a little bit quirky and a little bit odd.
Welcome, please wait. Thank you. Welcome, please wait. Thank you. Please press hash, then zero.
So here you can hear the artifacting. I'm gradually introducing into the song.
Thank you. Thank you. Please press hash, then zero.
Just to remind you again, the finished album is called Exceptions, and it's available to hear and purchase at cakefolder.bandcamp.com. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Now I'm going to attempt to do another album in February 2016, so if you want to hear how I get on with that, please follow me on Twitter. The Twitter account is cakefolder, and you'll hear my progress as I do my next album. Thank you for listening.